Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And I found something interesting yesterday. Over on the West Bank, at the Ilerio Center, they opened up for the first time a drive-through coronavirus vaccine distribution center. And the people who showed up, they all had to have an appointment. So you had to pre-make an appointment, and then you could drive in your car to the Ilerio Center yesterday. And I think they said they did 500 shots yesterday. You know who one of the people who got a shot there yesterday was? Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. And I'm thinking to myself, why did she get a shot?
It should be obvious, right?
She's not over 65 years old.
Well, it goes
she's not already sick with something else. She's not obese. She's not in the categories that make her vulnerable.
Here's what it is. It's the same thing with the other former presidents. They are doing that to show people who are skeptical about the vaccine that is safe. So it's more like, since you don't trust the vaccine, since you don't believe what's in it would work, if you believe that there's something detrimental to your health about the vaccine, I will make myself an example and I'll go get it as well and show you that there's nothing to be afraid of. She's using herself as an example.
You think that's what it is?
Of course. That's why the former presidents did it. That's why athletes and stars were doing it. They were trying to show people who didn't have trust in the vaccine that there was nothing to worry about.
Well, there's lots of people who do not want to take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of the biggest demographic is black people. There are lots of black people in the United States who just do not want to take this. You know, there's also, I read, a bunch of nurses and healthcare workers who work inside hospitals, and they do not want to take the vaccine. You know, that's something when you see how many healthcare workers don't want to take the vaccine.
My dog.
Now, they didn't, Coleman.
Right.
When they were talking about Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang getting the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccination, on the very first day they set up the drive-through situation to get the vaccine over at the Ilerio Center on the West Bank. I didn't hear anybody say what you said. All I read was that she's part of the emergency response team.
She can consider herself that too.
That's what she said. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know if I agree with her getting it on the first day it's available there. Aren't there many, many, many other people here in Jefferson Parish who should be getting the coronavirus vaccine before Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang? You know, yesterday we saw Governor John Taco Bell Edwards. him getting the shot. There were video clips of him getting the coronavirus vaccination on the news. And by the way, yesterday he had a press conference and announced the state of Louisiana is staying in the modified, as our tax cheat of a mayor would call it here in New Orleans, the modified phase two of coronavirus recovery for the next 3 weeks. But I just, I thought it was, and maybe I'm thinking a little bit too much of this, but because there are so many other people who should have gotten the coronavirus vaccination shot before Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. I mean, Coleman, do you think so? I mean, again, she's young, she's not old, she's not sick, she's not obese, she is not in any category that would put her at the front of the line to get the coronavirus shot.
I kind of look at it like the captain's situation. Like if you're a captain of a ship and there's something going around, like a virus or something like that, well, it kind of stands to reason that if there is a vaccine or something, the captain should be able to take it first since it's his ship. And then, you know, anybody else who is vulnerable to it should take it afterwards. But you need a leader, right? And Cynthia Lee Shang is technically the leader of Jefferson Parish. So it would stand the reason that the leader should be able to get the vaccine so she can lead her people or whatever and run the parish like she should. So it's sort of like if the United States president was somehow 35 years old, right? He's not clearly at risk like the elderly. But since he's the president of the United States, we would want to take care of that person first.
Slow down here, though.
You don't think so?
The president of the United States is very, very,
that's why I
very
said,
old right now.
Yes.
That's why he was one but of the first people.
We're talking
to
hypothetically
get it.
Here. If the president just happened to be a 35-year-old person, which probably would never happen in history, but wouldn't it stand to reason that if there's a vaccine out, the president of the United States should be able to have dibs on the vaccine once it comes out first, since he is the president of the United States?
I don't know about that.
I think it stands to reason.
Doesn't every great boat captain say, I'm going down with the boat?
Yeah, the great ones do. But, you know, how many great leaders do we have out there these days?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you live in Jefferson Parish, if you live on the West Bank and you want to get, or you know someone, you have a relative, someone you love, who is older, who may be sick, who is obese and who's in one of these categories where they need to get the damn vaccine, because there's a good chance that they could die because they're in one of the groups. But look, we know 98% or 99% of people who get coronavirus won't die. The ones who do die are the ones in those groups. They're the ones in the groups of people that are most vulnerable. Coleman, you live over there. You're not that far from the Ilerio Center.
You don't
have a problem with Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang being there the first day when the first coronavirus vaccinations are given out at the drive-through at the Ilerio Center?
Here's why I don't have a problem with it. I'm one of the people that wants to see what happens first. If she wants to be the guinea pig, well, you go ahead, Cynthia, knock yourself out. Then I'll wait a few months to see if she has a negative reaction. I'm kind of four people taking it before me because I don't know the long-term effects, so it would be good to see what happens in the long run. So, yes, I'm happy she took it first before I did. I support it. Knock yourself out, Cynthia. And then in a few months, at the end of the year, if she's okay, I'll be like, okay, maybe I'll go take the vaccine now.
All right. No, I just brought this up. If you live over there, or you could text us at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep your text short. Put either your first name or your initials at the end of the text. And if it's good, we'll read it. I mean, do you have an issue with her being right at the top of the list when this just opened up yesterday?
This text says, our governor hasn't gotten the shot, but Cricket Shang does. I'm with you, John.
Although I think yesterday our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards, got the shot. I saw him on the news. I saw him rolling up his sleeve. I think it was a coronavirus shot. Maybe he was getting another shot. I don't know. But what other shot could he or anybody else possibly get? Although you walk by CVS stores and you see signs outside that say free flu shots here. And you haven't seen much flu this year in the United States of America, have you? There's been very little flu. So that's the good news when it comes to viruses here in America this year. Text us if you want, if you have an issue, or if you don't have an issue with the president of Jefferson Parish being right at the top of the list, drive-through vaccines, vaccination shot for coronavirus. Hey, coming up, there are bars and restaurants in Metairie that are getting ready to do really big business over the next week. Coleman, I thought about, I wanted to send you a message last night. Would you be up for maybe renting a school bus, you and me? We'll go pick people up in New Orleans and drive them a couple miles to Metairie to go party and drink for Mardi Gras in Metairie. Now, I don't know if we're going to see the amount of boobs in Metairie that we would have on Bourbon Street, but they've closed down Bourbon Street. So you think of renting a bus, I'll pay for it.
Oh, yeah, if you're paying for it, yeah. I'm all for it, then you pay for it.
We'll go fill up a bus, pick up a bunch of people in New Orleans.
A bunch of women, yes,
and, I heard. And New Orleans. We're out of here for Mardi Gras. We're going to Metairie to party and celebrate Mardi Gras. I'll stick around more on that. We have a lot to do on the show today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. We have another update on a story, a local story here we've been following now for a few days because it went viral. It's gone national. I think it's gone international. This story might have even gone into space. That's how big this story got. The local young woman from St. Bernard Parish named Tessica, who went viral because she used Gorilla Glue as hairspray. The latest update, and by the way, she put the Gorilla Glue in her hair a month ago. And then she put it on her social media. She put it on her Instagram. And that's how it started getting really big, because people started sharing it, saying, look at this woman. This woman in Louisiana outside of New Orleans, she, her hair's been stuck the same way in the same ponytail for a month because she put Gorilla Glue in her hair as hairspray. And evidently, she thought it was something called Gorilla Snot, which people do put in their hair. But obviously, you don't put Gorilla Glue or any other type of glue in your hair. Well, her story has gone viral because this past weekend, she went into the hospital in St. Bernard Parish. It helped me with my hair. It's been stuck in this same ponytail because of the Gorilla Glue I put in it for a month. And evidently, they couldn't really do much for her at St. Bernard Hospital. And so we first started talking about this story on Monday, just telling you the basics of the story. Wow. I think this girl's getting a lot of attention. This young woman from St. Bernard Parish, she's getting a lot of attention because she used Gorilla Glue as hairspray. And then yesterday there was an update on the story saying how she now has a lawyer. Now, I don't know if she called the lawyer or a lawyer called her because her story was getting so much notoriety, so much publicity that a lawyer contacted her. And she said over the last couple of days, now that she's got a lawyer, she may sue not only the company that makes Gorilla Glue, because I guess her and her lawyer are saying that there's too much of a resemblance between Gorilla Glue and Gorilla Snot, the stuff that you do actually put in your hair, that there should be labels or warnings on Gorilla Glue that this isn't Gorilla Snot, this isn't the hair stuff, you shouldn't put this glue, this high-grade caliber glue, you shouldn't put it in your hair. And she's also thinking about suing the hospital in St. Bernard Parish because they weren't able to do much. And the latest update yesterday on the Gorilla Glue girl was that somebody set up a GoFundMe for her. I don't know if it was her or somebody that felt sorry for her. And the GoFundMe this morning is over $13,000. That's how much, it's raised. If you told me right now, John, get Gorilla Glue or get Crazy Glue or get Elmer's Glue or get any other type of glue and just put it in your hair and mix it all into your hair, but you won't be able to get it out for a month and you'll have the same exact hairdo for a month, and you're going to get over $13,000 for that. Coleman, I think I'd do that, wouldn't you?
Well, of course I would.
$13,000, wouldn't you do that?
Dude, both of us have had the same hairstyle for over years. We don't change up. We get the same thing every time we go to the barber. So, yes, I would definitely keep the same hairstyle over and over again for $13,000.
Well, anyways, here's the latest update on Gorilla Glue Girl in St. Bernard Parish. Young Tessica now announced on her Instagram yesterday that she is going to a surgeon to get the Gorilla Glue surgically removed from her hair. This is what she said, quote, "I know everybody is concerned," she wrote on her Instagram. "I will be leaving tomorrow to go see a surgeon." So she's leaving today. And where's the surgeon? Surgeon's nowhere around here.
Of course not.
The surgeon, Coleman, is in Beverly Hills, California. So obviously, maybe she's using some of the GoFundMe money to fly out there. But she's getting plane ticket. She's getting a hotel room out in Los Angeles because the surgeon she is going to see is in Beverly Hills, California. And
well, much like a lawyer, I believe the surgeon searched her out. Like the Beverly Hills surgeon was like, "Hey, look, I know you're having some trouble. You went viral. So I invite you to come. Like, I'll do it for you."
That's exactly what happened.
All right.
The Beverly Hills plastic surgeon had offered up his help free of charge. So I wonder if the Beverly Hills plastic surgeon is going to pay for her airfare out there as well, because this will get him some notoriety.
Yeah.
Isn't it something? How now you got lawyers involved. You've got surgeons involved.
And people who are willing to give you money on GoFundMe involved.
I wonder if the surgeon is going to pay for her airline ticket, or maybe an airline might step up and say, hey, Tessica, hey, Gorilla Glue Girl from St. Bernard Parish, why don't you fly our airline and we'll pick up the tab.
Yeah, Spirit. So Tim asked this, and this has been a question that a lot of people have asked. And he says, funny, even at Walmart, the hair product aisle is a good way from the wood adhesives. It's kind of hard to understand the confusion. Like, how did she get Gorilla Snot, the hair product, confused with Gorilla Glue? Well, the answer is she ordered it online. She didn't go to a store to get a product. She didn't go to a hair product store or a hardware store. She ordered it online on Amazon.
She ordered the wrong stuff online.
Right. She just put Gorilla and saw the label of a gorilla and just automatically assumed that the Gorilla Glue was the Gorilla Snot. So she didn't go out and look for it. She ordered it online and the wrong stuff came in the package.
So Dr. Michael Obeng told Tessica that he could fix her hair using medical-grade glue remover. In a procedure that could take 3 days.
So I guess the object is to get the glue out of her hair without removing her hair. That's what it seems that what they're trying to do here, instead of just going for the shave.
And she made her latest announcements on Instagram, although her original video that went viral after her hair was stuck, and she put the Gorilla Glue in her hair, that was on her TikTok channel. And so that's where she originally said that her hair had been stuck for a month after she used the extra strong super glue, because she ran out of her usual product.
I wonder what the Chinese government that spies on TikTok is saying right about now, looking at this American chick that put Gorilla Glue in her hair. You know, I reached out to her to see if we could do an interview with her. I didn't know this, but she's 40 years old, and she looks so...
She's 40?
Yes. She just had her 40th birthday. I was so shocked when I seen
her. She doesn't look anything near 40.
Exactly.
She looks more like a child than an adult.
I know. But she is 40 years old.
Doesn't that make this worse that she's almost 40 years old?
I don't know. She's a hot 40-year-old. I had to give it to her. When I found out that she was 40, I was like, oh my God, she's beautiful.
Well, a lot of people around here are talking about this story, and a lot of people in America and all over the world, because it has gone viral. And if you want to text us your thoughts, now you've got the latest. A surgeon is willing to pro bono,
yeah,
for free, is willing to take care of this problem for her.
We begin this question a lot too, and I also have the answer to this. After a month, just shave her head. Well, the problem with that is the Gorilla Glue is stuck to the edges of her scalp, so there's no oxygen getting to her. It wasn't like it's just in her hair. The lining of where she started at, it started out at her the skin of her scalp, so it's kind of like she has a cap on and is sealed, so she can't get, like, even if the hair is growing under to where she had put the Gorilla Glue at, she still can't get to it because it's at the edge of her scalp. So they have to lift the skin off from the scalp to get to her hair.
And that's why the plastic surgeon is using a medical-grade glue remover.
Right. So it's not just cut the hair off because the hair isn't growing under the seal of the Gorilla Glue.
Hmm. I think this whole thing is ridiculous. And if she gets paid a lot of money, because if her lawyer threatens to sue, and a lot of companies, they just write a check to avoid going to court and going through that. I wonder how much money she's got. She's going to get paid for this.
Of course she
is. Already got it looks like she's got a trip to Beverly Hills, California. You can text us. This is insane, isn't it? Our number is 260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. If your text is good, keep it short and sweet. We'll read it coming up next on the show. We got a lot of other things to get to this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. The country of Cuba has lifted its ban on capitalism. As a result, the bottom has fallen out of the inner tube market. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Got a, I got some old people news. News about old people. I got two little things here. One of them, the world's second oldest person just survived COVID-19 at the age of 116. A 116-year-old French nun who is believed to be the world's second oldest person survived COVID-19 and is looking forward to celebrating her 117th birthday tomorrow. The Gerontology Research Group, which validates details of people thought to be 110 years old or older, lists this French woman, the nun, Lucille Randon, that's Sister Andre's birth name. I guess when she got into the church, she didn't like Lucille Randon anymore, so she said, I'm going to be Sister Andre. And she is known to be the second oldest known living person in the world. And Sister Andre tested positive for coronavirus in mid-January. And 3 weeks later, the nun is considered free and clear of coronavirus.
See, she didn't need the vaccine. She had the power of prayer.
Doesn't say that in my story, Coleman. Although you would think that couldn't hurt, right?
Not at all.
Okay, that's part one of old people news. And here is part two of old people news. 74-year-old Arizona woman attacked boyfriend with hammer. And then when she was driving him to the hospital, she pulled a gun on him. An elderly Arizona woman was arrested for aggravated assault this week, accused of striking her boyfriend in the head with a hammer.
Paya!
And then, like I mentioned, when he convinced her to drive him to the hospital, she then pulled a gun on him. 74-year-old Marilyn Ann Kepler of Bullhead City, Arizona, was booked into the Mojave County Jail in Kingman, Arizona, after the Monday incident. So this just happened a couple of days ago. Quote, here's the police report. She was upset with her boyfriend because he had left the television on during the night and she couldn't sleep. So, Coleman, because he did that. And by the way, her boyfriend is also 74. So because he did that, she decided to get a hammer and hit him in the head with a hammer. Not just once. She hit him in the head more than one time with a hammer. He not only was able to stay conscious, but he then said, honey, sorry about leaving the TV on. Could you drive me to the hospital? So they get in the car. She's driving him to the hospital. She drives right by the hospital. And I guess he said, where are you going? You see all this blood coming out of my head? That's when she pulled the gun on him. While she was driving him to the hospital, he then wrestled the gun away from her and was able to get out of the car and get over to the hospital himself. He's all right. And, you know, she's looking happy in her mugshot.
She is smiling.
I'm going to have to get this story and get this mugshot on our website.
Well, you said the boyfriend remained conscious. Well, how much momentum do you think she can get out of a 70-year-old arm swing? I don't, because to me, even though she had a hammer, the way she looks kind of feeble. It probably felt like a little love tap. But then again, he's 74, and I thought about that. Maybe that's why they're not married and they're still girlfriend and boyfriend, because of stuff like this. Leaving the TV on at night, getting hit with hammers, leaving the toilet seat up. You know, that's why they're probably just girlfriend and boyfriend. They couldn't just go ahead and tie the knot, even though they're in their 70s.
Is that cap off the toothpaste? Coleman.
They should break up. Once you get hit, I know.
Even if you get hit lightly in the head with a hammer, you're still getting hit in the skull, in the head, with a hammer. Well, I'm glad he's all right, and I wonder if
she's smiling from ear to ear. she's proud of herself.
In her mugshot. I wonder if he's the one who came and bailed her out of prison. Or jail, or was she bailed out by someone else? Well, so between the second oldest person in the world beating COVID-19, the French nun, and the 74-year-old Arizona woman who attacked her boyfriend with a hammer and then pulled a gun on him, that's old people news.
It goes to show you that life doesn't end at any age. It keeps on going. It still keep getting into new adventures.
It just almost ended for a couple of people, but it didn't. Hey, coming up next on the show, since New Orleans is closed for Mardi Gras, I'm thinking about renting a school bus, and picking up a bunch of people, driving them a mile or two over to Metairie, and we're going to let's invade Metairie and go have a great time for Mardi Gras. Maybe on Fat Tuesday. If you're listening, would you mind that? If we came by and picked you up on a bus, text us, 260-9595. I'm thinking about doing that, and we'll go have a good time in Metairie. That's something I never thought that I'd ever say, living in New Orleans for a long time. Hey, we're picking you up for Mardi Gras for Fat Tuesday, picking you up in New Orleans, getting you out of here and bringing you to Metairie to go revel. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. Well, we were really supposed to be getting into gear for Mardi Gras right about now, as we're just a couple of days away from the big Mardi Gras weekend, and then we're 6 days away from Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day.
The only holiday I celebrate.
But it's not going to be happening this year. Mardi Gras has been canceled here in New Orleans. And the cops are going to be out this weekend all through Mardi Gras Day, all through Fat Tuesday. And they're going to be all over the city, especially in the French Quarter on Bourbon Street, making sure that all the bars are closed, and if people go into restaurants that they're going to be eating food and they can have a drink with their meal, but people cannot get close together. There can't be any large gatherings because the city is afraid it would turn into a super spreader event for coronavirus. So with Bourbon Street shut down, and Frenchman Street shut down, they're shutting down underneath the Claiborne Avenue overpass as well. That's always been a big gathering spot on Fat Tuesday. I know a lot of people who live in New Orleans are going to be celebrating the Mardi Gras weekend, the Mardi Gras long weekend, even though there's no parades. They're going to be celebrating in their homes, but the bar owners and the restaurant owners in the suburbs of New Orleans, they're really excited for this coming weekend and Mardi Gras Day. They're expecting big business with the city of New Orleans being closed for Mardi Gras. And that got me thinking, Coleman, What if we rented a bus and we filled up the bus? We picked up as many people as we could in New Orleans and then drive them a mile or 2 miles over the parish line into Jefferson Parish, into Metairie. And we'll drive by a few bars and we'll drop off groups of people at different bars so they can leave New Orleans to celebrate Mardi Gras. Did you ever think you would ever hear anyone say, we've got to get out of New Orleans to celebrate Mardi Gras?
No. This text says, hell yeah, let's invade Metairie. Everyone else is having parades, and it will be right after our wedding, so I'm down.
We're looking into it right now of renting a bus. And if we do it, should we do it on Mardi Gras Day, or should we do it maybe on Saturday? Do you think Coleman Mardi Gras Day would be the best day to rent the bus, pick people up in the morning?
That's a good question, too.
Bring everybody to Metairie, and then we'll stop at a handful of bars, four or five different bars, and we'll dump out groups of people at each bar. Woohoo!
Money says, can y'all pick me up from the parish?
Yeah, maybe we can drive over to St. Bernard Parish.
Roy says, I claim shotgun on the Magic Mardi Gras bus.
So there are people that are excited. If you're just joining us, at the end of our last hour, we asked you to text if you were interested and you would take a seat on our Mardi Gras bus to get out of New Orleans to celebrate Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah, they're excited. Diddy Kong says, if the seating on the bus was socially distanced and everyone wore a mask, sure.
Yeah, we would have to do that because in Metairie and in other suburbs, I know in St. Tammany Parish, I know the bars are excited to celebrate Mardi Gras up there as well. But I know in Metairie and over on the West Bank, personnel from the state of Louisiana's fire marshal's office will be there, and they're going to be going into different spots making sure that bars and other businesses are following the state of Louisiana's coronavirus restrictions, meaning we have to have masks,
right,
and be socially distanced.
Boston Bobby just gave me a great idea. Boston Bobby says, throw me something, J.O. So think about it. Not only can we rent the bus, we can roll down the windows and throw bees out the bus window as if it was a parade float.
I don't know if we could do that.
We can't even. Can we, though? Just get some cheap bees.
Parades have been canceled.
It's not a parade. We just happen to be in a bus.
So the windows just happen
to be down. And whenever we see somebody on the street, we just happen to throw out. That's not a parade. That's just people throwing out trash out the window and other people catching it, right?
So I'm just trying to picture this.
Mm-hmm.
Fill up the bus. Let's just say we're doing this on Tuesday on Mardi Gras Day.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, fill up the bus with people from New Orleans and evidently St. Bernard Parish now. And then we'll drive a couple of miles right over the parish line.
Right.
And as we're making that drive from Orleans Parish to Jefferson Parish, mm-hmm, we will throw Mardi Gras beads out the window of our bus.
Why not? Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. This text says, not after you publicly announced it, you can't just rent a bus. You will need a fleet of buses. Here's my thing, though. Based on how we get paid at Bayou, we might have to rent out the short yellow bus because, you know, the money's getting kind of thin. So I don't know if we can rent a full-fledged fleet. Not too much social distance in a short yellow bus.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do this on the little bus.
All right, well, we got to dig deep into our pockets then.
So I think we have an idea here. And I'm looking into it. And Coleman at first said, well, I don't know if I'm interested in going. And then when I told him I'm going to pay for the bus, then Coleman said, I'm in.
Well, but here's another concern. Based on the text messages that we're getting, now I'm concerned about the male-to-female ratio on the bus because it seems like it's going to be 80% dudes and 20% chicks. I would prefer it to be 80% chicks and 20% dudes.
I'd prefer it like that, too.
Actually, I prefer it to be two dudes and the rest chicks, if we're being completely honest. Of course, you have to come. You're the payroll, and then me, and then nothing but hot chicks. But, you know, if we got to pick up some guys from the parish and pick up some bees, I guess we could share.
Well, I think I would like a near equal distribution when it comes to the genders. I think I would like an equal representation. A certain amount of men, a certain amount of women, and go from there.
But that's nice of you.
So Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, who, by the way, we opened the show this morning. Our show starts at 5:30, just in case you're not sure. At 5:30, when we started the show this morning, we mentioned how Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang was right at the front of the line yesterday on the first day of drive-up coronavirus vaccination shots at the Ilerio Center on the West Bank. And I wondered, well, wait a minute. You know, she's not elderly. She's not old. She's not sick. And she's not obese. Why was she at the front of the line for this? And then it said that she's part of the emergency response team. Coleman's thinking that if she shows people she gets the shot, then other people might want to take the shot who don't want to take the shot right now. Because there's a lot of Americans who don't want to take the damn shot. But anyways, that had me scratching my head yesterday why she was at the front of the line for that. But Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang says, many, and I'm quoting, many people are working hard to do it safely, but those who are not, we're going to have extra eyes out in the field and out in our parish to make sure, because we don't need a super spreader event coming right now.
How about that? Somebody from Jefferson Parish just texts, stay y'all punished ass in Orleans Parish. You don't need to be crowding our bars in Jefferson Parish.
Okay, the first resistance. I knew there would be some resistance. So now we've got some neighbors in Jefferson Parish that are telling us to stay in Orleans.
Yeah, stay your ass in Orleans Parish. This text says, be careful, LaToya would tax you down, shut you down before you get started.
Wouldn't that be funny if she was chasing us in our bus?
Stay up, punished ass.
If our tax cheat of a mayor was chasing us.
Oh, boy.
Well, and then one of the Jefferson Parish, the Chamber of Commerce president there, Todd Murphy, is telling businesses, just follow the rules. Or you're gonna risk a post Mardi Gras surge in coronavirus cases. Quote, essentially, we're telling our members, you're open for business, but let's use common sense and let's be safe about it. That's what Todd Murphy, the Jefferson Parish Chamber of Commerce president, said. That's what I hoped what officials here in New Orleans would have said. But they didn't say that.
Also from Jefferson Parish? Take the bus to Boomtown. Tippers only, though.
Well, thank you for the text and continue texting. Is this a good idea, like many of you think? Or is this a bad idea, like at least one Jefferson Parish resident and texter thinks? Text us at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. Put either your first name or your initials at the end of the text. If it's good, we'll read it coming up on the show. Here on Bayou 95.7. So the Bayou 95.7 Magical Mardi Gras Bus.
Sponsored by John Osterlin.
We're looking into it to get out of New Orleans to have a great time for Mardi Gras. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we're talking about, because New Orleans is closed for Mardi Gras, thinking about renting a bus and driving around New Orleans and picking up people, filling up the bus, and then driving a mile or two over to Metairie and stop at a few different bars and dropping people off at the different bars to go have a good time on Mardi Gras Day, on Fat Tuesday. Is that something we should do? The Bayou Magical Mardi Gras Bus? We'll pick you up, get you the hell out of New Orleans for Mardi Gras Day to go have a good time and celebrate Mardi Gras.
This text says, let me know if you need a Mardi Gras sponsor. I'll cover the bus and throw some beads. The thing is, they didn't leave a name of the business or nothing like that.
Yeah, you got to leave a first name or a way we can get back to you if you're going to do something like that, texter.
L just says, bus to Bay St. Louis. Everything is wide open. You wouldn't even know that COVID existed unless you were on social media.
It's like that in a lot of places right now in America. There's a lot of places that are so open you wouldn't even know that there's a pandemic going on.
Ring says, put the Bayou logo on side the bus. That would be great advertisement for the show.
Good idea.
But then we get caught, see? This text says, make it a weekly event. I guess every week just go somewhere different.
But what are we going to get caught doing? Oh, we're offering a service to people to get the hell out of New Orleans for Mardi Gras to go party in Metairie, to go have a great time.
This last text says, for the bus, would there be music? If so, I need to wear my dancing shoes.
Of course there's going to be music.
I think we could put it on a certain radio station.
Thank you for the text. We're looking into this. We're working on it here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So before the Super Bowl on Sunday, the National Chicken Council. That's a place. The National Chicken Council predicted that Americans would break a record and eat 1.42 billion chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. I don't have any exact numbers. I mean, I don't know if you could come up with exact numbers, but the National Chicken Council, they would know. And before the game on Sunday, I mean, this is all they deal with. If you're part of the National Chicken Council, your life revolves around chicken.
Chicken!
So the people at the National Chicken Council, I mean, their whole professional life is dealing with chicken. The National Chicken Council predicted that Americans would eat a record 1.42 billion chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, think about that for a second. Did you think it would be possible to have 1.42 billion chicken wings? Billion!
Well, it's safe to assume that chicken is not an endangered species. In order to have that many, you have to have billions of chickens, grown up and raised chickens, to even get that many chicken wings.
I remember a few years ago, Coleman, going back maybe upwards of 10 years ago, as Super Bowl Sunday approached, there was some experts, National Chicken Council, some other cluckers, experts, they thought we may run out of chicken wings.
No, we're not.
For Super Bowl Sunday. And then there was this place in North Carolina. Somebody was driving down the street this past Saturday night in a town called Clemens, North Carolina, and saw so much smoke coming out of the roof of a building, thick smoke, called the fire department. The firemen showed up there. And the building they showed up at was Ronnie's Pizza and Restaurant in Clemens, North Carolina. The firemen went into the building and the place was open. The smoke was coming from them cooking, preparing 10,000 chicken wings.
Chicken!
10,000 chicken wings? That means that's 5,000 chickens right there, because one chicken has two wings.
And that's one place in a small town in North Carolina.
5,000 chickens dedicated their lives for us.
But the smoke was so thick and was so heavy coming out of the building that a guy driving down the road called the fire department. They showed up, ran inside, and the place was fine. They were just cooking 10,000 chicken wings. And the restaurant thanked the firefighters for showing up and fed them. Gave them some chicken wings.
Clearly they had enough wings to spare.
But I couldn't believe when I saw how many chicken wings Americans ate on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm upset that there's a national council just for one animal.
It's the National Chicken Council.
That exists. That's like a thing that happened. Yeah, well, we need a council to council chicken.
Coleman, you have a second job at night. You deliver chicken wings on the West Bank.
And had not known that there was such a thing as a National Chicken Council.
Well, if 1.42 billion chicken wings were going to be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday, there needs to be a National Chicken Council. I didn't know there were that many chickens running around. You saw what happened at that restaurant in that small town in North Carolina? This country don't mess with our chicken. We love our chicken. And but I had no idea on Super Bowl Sunday, the National Chicken Council predicted that Americans would, and that would break a record, eating 1.42 billion chicken wings.
Real quick, how do you think PETA feels about that?
Well, they weren't happy. They asked people not to eat chicken wings on Sunday. And as I said on the show yesterday, or was it Monday, I listened to PETA. I had a half a dozen thighs and a breast or two, but I didn't have any chicken wings. Coming up next, you know, in the 8 a.m. hour of our show, we do the dumbest thing I read all morning. That's usually around 8:35, 8:40. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you the smartest thing that I read this morning. And I'm sure you have heard about this story. This guy who looked so stupid turns out to be one of the smartest guys that I read about recently. His story is next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So the Super Bowl was not an entertaining game. Tampa Bay whooped Kansas City. Tampa Bay's defense was incredible. And so was Tom Brady. But the Chiefs offense could do absolutely nothing. Couldn't score one touchdown. Chiefs couldn't score one touchdown during the Super Bowl. And it was a solid victory for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But the game, not entertaining. Not a good contest.
Yeah, it matched the halftime show.
Yeah, the halftime show I didn't enjoy very much. But something happened at the end of the Super Bowl where a guy ran on the field and he was wearing a pink onesie. I guess that's what that was. And he had shorts on. And the television cameras never show that because they don't want people sitting at home to say, hey, I could run on the field and I could get my 15 minutes of fame. So they never show that. But right after the Super Bowl, video flooded the internet. They were all over the place. And at first, when I saw that, I was thinking to myself, what an idiot.
Second down, 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
That's Kevin Harlan, who was doing the radio, the national radio play-by-play for the Westwood One radio network. That's a great call.
That ain't it in the Super Bowl itself.
That might have been the most exciting call in the entire Super Bowl. So, he thought he was wearing a bra. Yesterday, on Monday morning, I said he was wearing, it looked like a one-piece woman's bathing suit, but it was like a onesie.
Yeah, it was a slinkini, that's what they call it, or a mankini.
Or the mankini.
Yeah, the thing that Borat wore in his movie, the Borat movie.
How about what the announcer said? Be a man! Pull up your pants!
Take off the bra!
So I thought that was stupid until we found out a couple of more details about that man and why he did what he did. He lives in Florida.
Of course.
He's a Florida man. His name is Yuri Andrade.
Andrade?
What's
Yuri, is it Yuri Andrade? Does it have E at the end?
Well, I think it's pronounced Andrade. Okay. I mean, it could be Andrade.
Yeah, that sounds like it's Andrade. Yuri Andrade.
It could be. But the reason why he did that was he made a legal bet, one of the prop bets you could make for the Super Bowl. You know, in Las Vegas and in other places that allow betting, there's a lot of prop bets. And the prop bets are like who will win the coin toss, who will be the first player to score, will it be a kicker, will it be Tom Brady, will it be Patrick Mahomes, will it be a running back?
Or my favorite, what color would the Gatorade be that gets dumped on the coach?
You could legally bet on that. You could legally bet on a lot of things like that. What Yuri Andrade bet a lot of money that someone would run on the field during the game. He bet a lot of money, Coleman. He won $374,000.
Cha-ching.
So I'm sure it's going to cost him a few bucks, because when you get arrested like that, he probably spent, if not all of the night in jail, Super Bowl Sunday night, probably spent a lot of that night in jail. But for $374,000, it was worth it, right?
I would assume so.
That might be the heist of the century here in the United States. He bet $50,000 on a prop bet at +750 that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. So you multiply $50,000, his bet, times 750, because that's how that works. Those were the odds. So he won $350,000. It cost him $1,000 to get out of jail. So he went from, $375,000 that he won. So he went from winning $375,000 after he paid his $1,000 bail to get out of jail. He cleared $374,000 on a single bet. That is incredibly smart, isn't it? I mean, he's stupid. You're not supposed to do it. He got arrested, but he made $374,000.
Here's what I was thinking. This texter says, does the fact that he was the streaker void the bet? My answer would be probably not at that time, but I'm quite sure right now in Vegas, somebody's at a computer changing the rules. Like, clickety-clack, when you bet on this, you cannot be the streaker. I'm guaranteeing somebody in Vegas is changing the rules as we speak to stop this from happening again.
Didn't say anything about that, texter. This guy legally made a bet. He bet $50,000 of his own money at +750. Those were the odds. That there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. He made the bet. They took his money. Nobody looked at him and said, the streaker can't be you.
Right.
No, nobody said that.
And that's the genius loophole that he found.
This may change the way some bets are made in the future. But this guy, who looked like an idiot in his pink mankini and his black shorts, or as Kevin Harlan called it on the radio, the national radio broadcast, man wearing a bra needs to pull up his pants, be a man.
Yeah, we were laughing at him then, but I guarantee you right now, even though he was in a pink one mankini or whatever, literally making an ass of himself on national TV, today he can go to any bar in Florida and pick up any chick he wants right now.
Well, I'm sure he made a few more bucks than $374,000, because we told you on the show on Monday, when he ripped off his mankini, there was a website on his chest that got seen by some people. And that website is owned by a YouTube prankster and a guy who's got a lot of money, Vitaly Zardrovetsky. And so Yuri Andrade promoted Vitaly Uncensored website. So I'm sure he got a few bucks out of that from him as well. Pretty good Super Bowl Sunday for a guy who wore a pink mankini.
I mean, I could use the money. I usually go streaking for free.
But isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
Don't you now have respect for the guy after thinking, what an idiot? Aren't you thinking to yourself, why didn't I do that?
Well, I had respect for the guy for trying to make the Super Bowl more entertaining than what it was before I found out about the money.
It was the most exciting run of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they nailed him right at the goal line. He didn't get in the end zone. He got right to the goal line when they took him down.
Second down, 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
Why, oh, why? I'll tell you why. Because the guy that did it made at least $374,000 for doing that and probably more. That's Yuri Andrade, Florida man, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Last night, the New Orleans Pelicans won their fourth game in a row. Tonight, they go for win number 5 in a row, which they should get in Chicago against the Bulls, who aren't very good. They are looking great, the Pels, after a kind of a rough start with one of the youngest teams in the league. And by the way, did you realize that the longest tenured New Orleans Pelican is Zion Williamson? He's been on the team longer than any other player that they have on their roster. And he's only played about 50 games in the NBA in his career. That's how young and new they are with each other. And if they win tonight, they will be 12-12. They will get back to the 500 mark. They are one of the better teams in the league. They have two guys that should make the All-Star team this year. Two All-Stars. They have two of the best 20 or 25 players in the NBA with Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. And when they win, they get good play from their guards, Lonzo Ball and Eric Bledsoe. When those two guys play well, when Ball and Bledsoe play well, they usually win. Because you know what you're going to get from Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson most nights. You know what you're going to get from them. It's when the other guys step up and play well. Are they a championship contender right now? I think they may be one trade away. I think they may be one player away from being in that category. But with the new coach, the new general manager, and with two of the best players, two of the best 20 or 25 players in the NBA on the roster, the future looks incredibly bright for the New Orleans Pelicans. They finally have a general manager who knows what he was doing. David Griffin has won an NBA championship with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the guy that was in that job for a long time before him, Dell Demps, didn't know what the hell he was doing. Now we have a coach, Stan Van Gundy, that actually cares about defense. The coach who was there before him for a long time, Alvin Gentry, he didn't care about defense at all. And you got to play some defense to win. And so look for the Pelicans to win their 5th in a row tonight and to get back to the 500 mark. They're getting better every game. And again, the future looks incredibly bright. I think they may be one trade or one player away from being a championship contender. I think there's no doubt about it. They're a solid playoff team right now. And I get excited to watch them And I'm excited to watch them play tonight. Hey, coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing that I read all morning. And when I saw this story, it has to do with a police chase, kind of like one that most Americans have seen when it comes to police chases. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's time now for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Police chase lasts all night long. Forced some of the cops to stop for gas.
Hey.
This was a low-speed highway pursuit in Los Angeles. Why is it that most car chases that we see happen to be in the Los Angeles / Southern California area?
Well, you know, it's a big state. It's not like over here where everything's so close and compact like here in New York.
Yeah, but Coleman, most police chases that we see are from there. I mean, the country's a big country. There are 50 states. There are many, many, many cities and towns. There are highways all over the country. But whenever we see many car chases on the news, they seemingly almost always seem to be coming out of Southern California. I mean, Texas is a big state, too.
True.
They have big highways.
Right. I was about to say, they had the freeways out there.
Florida is a big state. They have big highways, and they have Florida men in Florida. Why aren't we seeing more police chases coming out of there? Why is it always seemingly the Los Angeles, California area? This was incredibly bizarre. A mostly low-speed highway pursuit that started in Los Angeles shortly before 7 p.m. the other night lasted more than 6 hours, forcing some of the police officers who were chasing the perp to pull off the road and refill their gas tanks. And then after they filled them up again, the perp was going so slow, the Los Angeles cops were able to catch up to him again. They caught up to him again after filling up with gas.
It must be some sort of new police procedures or something like that, because now you're hearing about low-speed chase. They can't do that tail fin maneuver where the cop pulls up and put his front tire next to their back tire and then hit it and make the car tail spin.
That's called the pit maneuver.
The pit maneuver, yeah. The
cops go up behind the car that they're chasing,
mm-hmm.
and they bump one of the bumpers, either the right side of the back of the car or the left side of the back of the car. And then usually that sends the car that they're chasing to start doing 360s.
Yeah, or the spike strip. You know, they roll out the spike strip, and when the car rolls over, it punctures its tires and it starts rolling on rims. They can't use any of that anymore? Did they change the procedures?
Well, this police chase, Coleman, it averaged about 20 miles an hour. This was a lot like the most famous police chase in American history, at least that most Americans have ever seen on TV, and that was in the same neighborhood. That was the O.J. Simpson police chase. When this police chase finally ended in southwestern San Bernardino County, the driver was booked on 2 burglary warrants and 1 count of felony evasion. The adventure began when police pulled this man over, and the 35-year-old man reached under his seat, leading the police there to believe he had a weapon. And then the man pulled away. And that's when the cat and mouse game, or the 20 or 25 mile an hour police chase that lasted over 6 hours, began.
You know, at 20 miles per hour, Usain Bolt could have just ran up to next to the car, tapped on the window, and told the guy, come on, dude, stop playing, pull over.
Yeah, and I read where people who enjoy watching police chases on television, when the news was showing this one out in Los Angeles the other night, that it got boring. and people were turning it off. People who usually like to watch the police chases.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, if you watch many police chases, don't they always end the exact same way? The car crashes and the police run up to the car and drag the guy out of the car. Isn't that how 99.9% of police chases end? Usually the guy doesn't stop, pull over, okay, you got me, I'm getting out. Usually he doesn't pull into anywhere. At least that was what was different about the O.J. Simpson police chase. At least O.J. pulled into his own driveway, into his own house, to end that one. But anyways, this guy's family told the local news there in Los Angeles that this man suffers from mental illness, and they said he was having a psychotic episode, and he wasn't taking his meds. So, I mean, you know, usually you would say, oh, you got to be crazy or you got to be a nut to do something like that. Well, you can't say that about mentally ill people in the year 2021. Here's a mentally ill guy who wasn't on his meds, and he led Southern California the other night on a 6 to 7 hour police chase with average speeds of 20 to 25 miles an hour.
How bad, how off his rocker could he have been off his meds if he was still able to swerve through traffic, not hit anyone, no casualties, he didn't crash his car? I mean, most of us know what it's like to kind of drive impaired. If this guy was really on his meds, he should have hit a tree or something. So I don't buy that he was mentally ill. Like, if you're that mentally off your...
Slow down. Just because you're not taking your mental illness medications doesn't mean you're gonna be like you're drunk or you're high.
That's what I mean. So if this guy had the wherewithal to actually control his vehicle, I don't buy that he was off his rocker. How bad could he have been mentally if he was still able to...
Oh, slow down. You could be psychotic and you could be going through things in your mind, Coleman, and still be able to drive a car okay.
Okay, then so you should be held accountable then for your actions if you're off your rocker. If you're able to drive a vehicle...
All right, I got you. Well, the police chase that lasted all night long and forced some of the police who were chasing the car to stop for gas, fill up, and then rejoin the police chase. That's the it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.